live from Kokomo Joe's Bar and Grill in Key West, Florida, featuring the widest selection of alligator dishes in North America. It's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of hard-hitting, no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, renowned herpetologist, insurance magnate, and the newly appointed commissioner for the Swedish women's alligator wrestling team for the 2028 Summer Olympics, Big Sexy himself, Gregory J. Ringhausen. Also featuring the legal representative for the International Sisterhood of Swedish Female Professional Alligator Wrestlers, mentor to young attorneys, a man who can play the guitar with both hands, and also the eldest of the Ringhausen brothers, Richard J. Ringhausen. And lastest and leastest, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, the winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, and a man who only wishes he could have grappled with Swedish female alligator wrestlers, the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been happy if I could have just wrestled the alligators that they had wrestled.
Yeah.
That would have been a privilege in itself.
Of course, you know, were you the one telling me that now at high school level, men and women wrestle together?
Each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, and not in cars.
Oh, man, that was a competition. That was a competition sometimes in itself, right? You know, you think that would be a wonderful thing, but, you know, when you get to thinking about what sort of woman would be able to take you, maybe it wouldn't be that great of a thing after all.
In the car or
in alligator in wrestling right, on the wrestling mat.
Oh, okay.
Well, we know where all our minds were.
Oh, it's it's episode 60, by the way.
Episode 60.
The charts behind you there.
Oh, look at that. Oh, this is a special one.
The Greginator.
Do you notice anything unusual about the wrestler that's holding
well,
up the alligator?
It's there in his pants.
Is there, not his pants, it looks so.
I know, it's a little farther, south. Yeah, it's not bad. That's going to be on the podcast screen.
That'll be there.
I see the nose is correct.
Yeah, I know, I worked on
that's
it.
That's what we were talking about.
Long nose.
He's talking about the picture that goes on the website, right?
That's correct.
But and it's the Greg. Why don't you describe it, Al?
Well, it's Greg in a red, white, and blue onesie. Not a, what was the thing that, you don't have that picture here.
No.
What is that guy's name?
Bulldog Bob Brown?
No, who's Greg's other alter ego?
I didn't know I had an alter ego.
The picture that used to be at the radio station. You had,
oh, Borat.
Borat, and oh, he wore
he had
that,
a onesie.
He had a onesie that was right.
Different type.
Speedo.
A minimalist onesie. Anyway, he's not wearing that, but it's Greg in a red, white, and blue onesie holding a defeated alligator over his head, hoisted above his head with both arms. That's a good picture.
Because Greg's going off to Sweden.
Yeah, I am.
To wrestle Swedish alligators.
No. He doesn't have to wrestle. He's
coaching.
He's training a team of female alligator wrestlers.
I'm just trying
Sweden.
To get them in shape. Yeah, that I it's thought you'd come up and help me out with that sometime.
What was the commercial that had the Swedish bikini team on it?
It was Budweiser, wasn't it?
Well, Miller Lite, wasn't it? And they did all the Taste Great, and I don't know. Maybe I was wrong.
The Swedish bikini team. What a great advertising concept.
You still remember it?
Yeah, I do.
30, 40 years later. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
No, really not.
I don't know what else the Swedes have going on, but they...
Oh, well, I'm glad you asked.
Oh, man, here we go. How many days do you take to prepare for this?
Here, Alan. 7 interesting facts about Sweden. I brought this along because I figured Greg should know some
of it. Oh, my God!
He should know some of this stuff before he goes to Sweden.
Sweden has the highest number of McDonald's restaurants per capita of any European nation.
Well, that won't take much.
227 restaurants. Only the U.S. hasn't beat. Of course, yeah, we have.
Beaten everything.
We have everything here.
I didn't know Sweden was a big thing for...
Gonna have to get
McDonald's.
Gonna have to get used to the rate tax. Tax rate, excuse me.
What is tax rate?
51.4% of GDP.
Now,
that's because they provide everything for you.
Yeah, right.
Sweden is still a monarchy?
Yeah.
I haven't found that anywhere in here yet, but...
You're taking your wife, aren't you, Greg? You know, she's got to dye her hair blonde if she moves to Sweden.
Well, yeah, it is.
Good one.
Yeah, she's just ready to go.
Yeah.
Greg called in his wife's birthday the other day.
Yeah, I did.
And
How many was it, Greg?
29.
Oh, good answer.
I was very impressed by that the other day. That's quick thinking on your feet. Or she's standing there with her arms crossed.
No,
right
now. I was out walking.
She's giving you the big stink eye.
I've been listening to your show while I'm walking, and pretty impressive.
Oh, his Thursday morning thing where
Tuesday,
he interviews
no,
people.
I listened this morning too.
The Tuesday thing.
Yeah.
Generation gap.
No,
thing.
I was going to say no generation gap there.
Oof.
Woo.
What?
Wow.
Did you interview someone young?
Yes.
Oh. Did it make it? Was it embarrassing
for her?
Yes, no. It was. can you man? I don't know how you. I'm not trying to provoke anything, but you held your restraint was amazing.
You mean when I said who's the most famous person you can think of, and because it was Paul McCartney.
She said Taylor Swift.
It was Paul McCartney's birthday at the time, and well, you know,
she didn't know him,
and you know who she came up with? One of the Kardashians.
Yes.
Oh. That's bad.
I said, you know, Paul McCartney, this is later, I was trying to explain this to her. Paul McCartney on a scale of 1 to 10 in fame is an 11. And if you added all the Kardashians and Jenners together, they still equal 0. Okay?
Okay, here's a Sweden thing for you. It says, the foul-smelling, iconic Swedish...
Meatball.
Sir Storming Ming. You don't have this one. This is mine.
Oh, okay.
It's thought to have begun off the northern coast of Sweden. It's a Swedish, famous Swedish dish. You get it there. Translated as fermented Baltic herring. Mm. It is thought to have begun in the 16th century and was when salt was very expensive. So the fish was allowed to ferment instead.
Oof.
Today, the dish is made in flat tins containing a weak salt solution. Over a 4 to 10 week fermentation process, the tins blow up into the shape of soccer balls, or footballs, under the pressure of odious gases inside. Restaurants refuse to open the tins indoor because of the lingering stink similar to an open sewer. The unpleasant job has to be done outside in the open air and then the dish served in the restaurant.
And they...
I can't wait for that.
Greg, bring some of that home.
I will. Yeah.
I was thinking, let's see your choice of bringing home like a blonde member of the Swedish bikini team.
If you had some of that on the airplane and opened it on the airplane,
you'd
get arrested.
No one come close to me. That's
Sir
sure.
Stroming. Sir Stroming.
Do they now?
No. I forgot what all
I mean,
this
do
was.
They sell a lot of that, you think? I guess it's like Limburger cheese. People eat that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, let me tell you something.
I can't wait to hear that.
There it is.
I almost forgot that I was supposed to say that. Let me tell you something. I used to work with this woman that was from Finland. And
Finland.
Yeah, first time you ever met her, you walked into the office and I said, so-and-so here is from Finland. And you just burst into Finland.
That Monty Python song.
And she like chimed in with you. She would get these, you know, like packages from her family of, you know, like foods from Finland and candy from Finland. And she, you know, said, oh, try this. You cannot get this in America, you know, type stuff. And it was just awful. It was the most bitter, horrible candy ever. It was like cruelty to children to give them this
This
stuff.
Is really making me feel like I want to go there.
No, this is Finland. Sweden's fine.
Okay,
you can eat
no problem on that.
The short Gordon.
Whatever. What kind of candy they got there?
In Sweden? Fish.
Well, you
Swedish
got, you
fish.
Got, what's on your list?
Don't point at me.
You know, they built this.
Did you know that Sweden has the highest number of McDonald's of
any? I already said that. Pick a different one.
So that I've got that going.
Okay, here's a good one, Greg. You better keep this in mind. The Swedish word gift, can mean married or poison.
Oh, this will all be good.
Wow. You mean just like in America.
These are fantastic facts. You know, they built this new facility that I'm going to in Kiruna, Sweden, which is in the Lapland Province, which is 200 kilometers above the Arctic Circle.
That place is just infested with reindeer.
Yeah. So they got food for the alligators already. Alligators, for you know, reindeer. But they're flying them all in, and they have to have these special crates and everything.
Flying the gators in.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting. So see how they work.
Now, as the commissioner of the business, do you get to pick out the outfits?
You know, I was trying to get on that committee.
You're the commissioner.
Yeah, but I mean, I still got limited. There's three.
It'd be too obvious.
There's three guys on there that bowled me off that situation. They already had the outfits picked.
You know
up.
That. You know.
Why
that,
do you have guys on the committee?
That's what. See, I came in. They, you know, and interviewed, and it was three guys. I don't know why, but anyway, I think, Sweden must be a little bit.
Let me ask you this. In living there, have you started gathering, like Swedish foods here, so that your digestive system will have adjusted to it before you're there, as opposed to spending the first 2 weeks in the bathroom while you're there?
Is Lisa cooking you up some strong thing?
No, I don't think so. I don't
eating
think,
Swedish
she
fish.
She won't be accompanying me for the first couple
Swedish
weeks
meatballs.
There. Oh yeah, well, I'll just take a bag of those. Figure that I can live on that for a little bit.
You know, that's where you could go. You could go to
IKEA
and load up on a bunch of Swedish food. Swedish chocolate, Swedish candies, you know, Swedish meatballs.
That. That's a good idea.
Swedish cinnamon rolls, all that. Yeah.
It says that an average of 1,800,000 meatballs are eaten daily in all of IKEA's 313 stores worldwide.
Worldwide. Okay.
Really?
Amazing.
Is IKEA the only major
meatball producer?
Swedish company that has gone worldwide.
ABBA.
Company.
I think they are, but
a musical group.
That guy that invented dynamite was from Sweden.
They have quite a few.
Wasn't he? Oh, here's your thing back.
I got two pages. I didn't
see
that.
Yeah, thing here says from 1850 to the 1930s, 1.5 million of Sweden's 3.5 million population immigrated to North America.
Yeah, what's that say?
Oh, man, I just saw this one down here. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That Greg is the only one going over there.
One of the most popular flavors of ice cream in Sweden is salamamaki, or salty licorice.
Salty licorice ice cream.
Salty licorice ice cream.
Now you know why they moved to North America.
Give us a report on that.
Yeah. Your dad would be all right with that.
He'd be all right.
Yeah.
Bet you.
Two of the things he likes, ice cream and licorice.
Yeah. I'll send him some over.
Do you know what animal? Well, you just learned all about Sweden.
You can, you can eat reindeer.
I know.
I mean, they use reindeer for food, for clothing, as beasts of burden.
Well, yes.
Love making.
It's a very versatile creature. I don't know.
Wait, I'm going to interrupt you. I'm going to interrupt you and do a commercial.
Why wouldn't you?
All right.
Can we do a commercial?
Yeah, go ahead.
Today's episode is brought to you by Greg's Directions. Nowadays, it's almost impossible to find a real-life paper map anywhere. It used to be that every gas station in America used to give them out for free, but not anymore. Today, it's all GPS, artificial intelligence, and computer guidance systems that think they know where you're going. But you and I both know good and well that these GPS devices will gladly send you winding your way along dark and twisty dirt country roads and dangerous back city streets just because it's 20 feet shorter than taking the interstate highway. Well, don't put up with that any longer. If you're badly lost and don't know how to get where you're going, just give Greg a call, day or night. Greg is retired with nothing to do except take your call and give you directions on how to get where you're going. With over 57 years of experience, Greg knows the best and easiest ways to anywhere. And if for any reason Greg doesn't know the directions, he'll put Lisa on the phone and she will tell you where to go.
That's exactly right.
Don't wait another minute. Don't be like Moses wandering the desert. Call Greg and find your promised land.
We'll only get you lost for 39 years.
Greg, just out of curiosity, do you like to drink?
He's from Calhoun! How can you even ask that?
Well, I was just gonna bring
him
up
going to the woods.
Going up to bring him up to speed on popular liquor in Sweden. They have a thing called Aquavit, and it's a liquor, about 40% alcohol.
That's a good start.
By volume, and is enjoyed in Sweden and all of Scandinavia. Its name comes from Aqua Vita, which is Latin for water of life.
Well, that sounds like a winner. I could drink a lot of that.
It's distilled from potatoes and grains and flavored with herbs such as caraway seed, cumin, dill, fennel.
Did you say human?
And coriander. Cumin, that's what they put in a lot of Mexican food.
So what they're saying here is they're giving you some spices that actually help fight off the drunken situation of hangover. When you drink it, the potatoes is vodka, no problem, you know, and then all the different herbs in there kind of fight off the situation.
We'll need a report on that, Greg.
You betcha.
Do some experimentation if you could.
You knew that was going to happen.
Do you know what animal kills the most people in Sweden?
In
polar
Sweden?
Polar bear.
Let me think about it. Reindeer.
No.
Moose.
And there's 400,000 moose in Sweden, but that's not the answer either. More Swedish people are killed each year by wasps than anything.
Wasps? They're not paper wasps, are they?
They're real big killer wasps, apparently. Swedish wasps, when they go for you, they go in for the kill.
So I go on vacation in Sweden and get killed by a wasp?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm telling you.
Because here in the United States, the most deadly mammal on the... in the country is
the hippopotamus.
White-tailed deer.
Yes, it is.
What?
Well, car accidents.
It's an insurance man. Listen. Listen up.
Okay, here's my issue here. Sweden has won 625.5 Olympic medals in their history.
That sounds like a lot.
It is.
For Sweden.
Yeah, but what's the breakdown between summer and winter?
It's 475 for summer, which kind of surprises me because I thought they'd be. Yeah,
they won more medals in the Summer Olympics
than
the winter?
That can't be right. Read that again. That can't be right.
From the winter.
Greg, you can't be right.
Yeah, I'm married. I know that. So, but no. So this is going to be the undertaking here, and we're in the Summer Olympics, so we'll see what happens.
Give me one of them charts. Just one.
The prep work that a female Swedish wrestler has to prep for a match. What kind of rigors do they go through?
It's a lot of long days. You know,
workouts, massage, workout.
Well, they can get their own massage after that.
What about an ice bath?
Well, that's going to be incorporated. Yes, that's great. After you know,
very similar to NFL players.
Yeah, and that's been going on for some time, and a lot of people are doing that here in the United States now. They got their own ice bathtubs, and
I don't know how anybody can stand that.
I don't either.
Do you know there?
You ever been in one of those tanks at the football players?
I had to try to, you know, I always try to do everything.
To rehabilitate a knee?
When you were a coach?
Yeah, well, just try to emulate what they go through. I want to experience what I'm putting them through to see what actually, I can't do that, coach. Yeah, you can. I did it. So, you know, here we go. Get your ass.
It's like being a good boss. You never ask somebody to do something you're not willing to do yourself.
Exactly.
Back in the old days, you used to be a football coach, right?
Yes.
Did you actually sit in the ice tank?
No, I did not. We didn't have one, but, you know, back then. But that wasn't even thought about, really, back then. That's kind of a little started back in about the 90s or 2000.
So what kind of things did you do? Go drinking after the game?
You betcha. There's ice involved there.
Okay.
That's for sure.
I'm going to warn you. Because of its proximity to the Arctic Circle, Sweden has long, dark winters. Seasonal affective disorder causes widespread depression among roughly 1 in 5 people. It's caused by a lack of daylight, which leads to an increase in the production of sleep-related hormone, melatonin,
secreted from a gland in the brain.
Okay, I don't want to hear about anything being secreted, Rick.
That's
not a part of the show, man.
This is we're in the summer. We'll be in the summer month, so now it's the opposite, Rick.
Yeah, it's daylight all
daylight
the time.
Pretty much all the time.
Happy, happy, happy.
Yep.
I got to tell you a quick story.
Start that over.
I got to tell you a quick story.
No. Let me tell you something.
No, let me tell you something. Before you guys came, I was asleep on the couch. Right.
Good nap time.
And I dreamt Suzanne was, my wife, was kissing me. And I woke up and it was the dachshund licking my face. the black one was like licking my face. Licking my mouth.
Was it just like being kissed by Suzanne?
Ooh, I knew that was coming down central. Oh.
Wow.
I don't even know.
Like, get off the, I swatted it away.
There's some movie that has that scene in it. And I can't remember which one it is.
That's it. Happened just as real and sick of me. That dog's got a tongue like an anteater. What? What else have you gotten with Sweden? I just let you, that would be interesting to you. Do you know, you used to talk about ice up there? They have an ice hotel. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I think I have. I haven't got into the research on it. I don't know the name of it.
Tourists, it's a big tourist attraction.
What we'll need, Greg, is a comparative analysis between the Ice Palace and the Corn Palace.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because you will have been to both.
Both at that point in time.
Okay. Now, you're saving up your money for a big trip to Europe, right? Are you going to check into a hotel made out of ice? I mean, literally, like, the sofas are made out of ice, the beds are made out of ice. Like, everything in that building is made out of ice.
It's like James Bond. They had the Hotel of Ice.
No, it must have been filmed there.
I was thinking that. But they melted it down.
No.
Yeah.
You know, my oldest daughter and her husband, Alex, went to a bar that was made completely out of ice.
Been in one of those.
On a New Year's Eve.
Yeah, they have those here, too.
Yeah,
don't they?
In St. Louis, they do, yeah.
You've been to one?
Yes.
Huh. Did you have a cold drink?
It's pretty cold. Pretty cold to hold on to.
You have a fireplace?
Yeah, right in front of us.
It's made out of ice.
Sit on cube ice.
Well, let's see what we got.
Here's another one that involves drinking, so I'm going to run this one by you, Greg.
Everything that
seems like it's a lot.
It's
of that
called Walpurgis Night. Walpurgis Night. It's an old pagan springtime ritual adopted by Christianity, which most of those rituals are. It's celebrated with bonfires, partying, drinking.
Well, there you go.
And it all goes on.
It hit all your
nothing's really going to change, is it?
On the night of April 30th in Sweden, Finland, and Estonia. Is there still a country of Estonia, or has that just been absorbed someplace?
I think it's still there.
Okay.
It was absorbed by first Hitler, then Russia. And I think they finally got independence again.
And then Russia secreted it?
They're about to again. And they're about to absorb it again.
I didn't realize that. Okay, Astrid Lindgren was from there.
I have no. What? So who's that when she's home?
Pippi Longstocking, author of Pippi Longstocking.
Wow. Didn't you read a lot of Pippi Longstocking?
I don't, but I know who Pippi Longstocking is.
Knowing who she is and knowing who writes the books is a different animal.
Well, I think a lot of people have heard of Astrid Lindgren, haven't they?
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. How's Greg going to assimilate unless he knows things like this?
God. Legendary.
If he says, who's Pippi Longstocking, that's
I might get one-way ticket back home,
man.
Really.
Legendary Hollywood actress and famous Swedish recluse Greta Garbo began her working life at the Haymarket City Square in Stockholm as a sales assistant in the hat section. acted in 34 films, spent most of her life in the United States, died in New York City. In 1999, her ashes were returned to Stockholm and buried in the Svartskogen Cemetery after a long legal battle. They were fighting in court to keep her out of Sweden.
Okay, Greg, here, this one's important for you.
All right.
And this is a Swedish word that already part of your vocabulary. Smorgasbord.
You got it.
Smorgasbord.
I'm there, baby.
Is that a real Swedish thing?
Yeah. You don't want to know what's on the traditional smorgasbord?
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy, corn.
Probably some herring, I'm sure.
Roast game.
Okay, that's all right.
Boiled potatoes and turnips.
Yeah, I'm not too much of a turnip.
Fresh, smoked, or pickled fish.
Yeah.
That bad smelling stuff in it.
Meatballs.
Tin.
Yeah, I figured meatballs would be there.
Pancakes.
There you go.
And
see?
Soup.
If you come over and visit,
that's not a
you
bad
got the pancakes going
I
for you.
I can eat pancake. I can eat my weight in pancakes.
Yeah. With or without syrup.
That's right.
Okay, now I got a question for you real quick. When you have pancakes without syrup, do you put anything, like grab a piece of ham, throw it on there and chew it like a sandwich or anything?
No.
Just regular pancakes?
Yes.
Okay. Just a quick question.
And I pick them up and just eat them. I don't cut it up. You know, like you only cut it up if it's got stuff on it.
Well, yeah.
But if it's just a dry pancake, you can just pick it up and eat it.
Favorite thing to put
like a potato chip.
You just eat your pancakes with your hands?
I have too.
Absolutely.
I can talk about it.
Well, I mean, I understand if you're
camping. If I were you, I could understand that with your filthy hands. Look at those nails. God.
I had to look mine, too.
I come home today, and here on the counter, kitchen counter, is the syrup bottle. And it's, you know, real maple syrup, not the fake syrup.
I love maple syrup.
And
real
Sarah,
maple syrup.
Sarah says, you need to throw that out. I pick it up. It's like 3/4 of the way full. I said, whoa, 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 whoa. Why are we throwing it out? She said, the date has
there's no date on it.
I said,
syrup
my God,
will last forever, won't it?
It never goes bad. They found that in, you know, General Grant's tomb.
Yeah.
Or
and they had pancakes
King
on
Tut's tomb.
General Grant's tomb.
All their life.
Are they excavating that already?
My children, as we were growing up, anytime a scientist found something, I said, well, or Sarah was going to throw something away. I said, that stuff lasts forever. Honey, they found that in King Tut's tomb, and it was still good. You could still eat it.
The only thing with
so
honey.
So everything, every food there is was found in King Tut's tomb.
There you go. You go back to that. According to your kids, they say. Yeah.
So then I started throwing it off, and I started founding General Grant's tomb.
I did. Do you remember when we went into the maple syrup business briefly?
Yeah, we didn't know what we were doing.
So it didn't stop us.
What trees were you tapping, oak?
Tap maple trees.
Yeah, we were tapping like silver maples. They don't have that.
No.
They don't have the right stuff. But you know, you can tap a walnut tree and make syrup out of walnut sap.
Get out of town.
I'm not making this up.
Does it taste like bad smelling fish?
No.
Doesn't taste like maple syrup, though, does it?
It tastes like a fermented egg.
There you go.
I don't think that's far removed from fermented fish.
Not the smell.
I think the show's starting to ferment.
Yeah, I think it's getting a little longer, too.
All right, so, Greg, what are you packing to take with you?
A lot of heavy clothes, I believe. But we'll just see how it goes. Play by ear. See how it goes.
Well, so you want to assimilate. You want to wear what the local people wear.
Exactly.
I don't think it's that. I think there's spots where it's, I mean, they go to the beach.
Yeah, it's a little farther south than where I'm going to be.
Well, I'm not saying he has to wear a bunch of, go over there wearing a parka on the plane.
Yes, he should
I'm saying he should dress the way they dress.
When we flew to France, we wore berets.
You know, if you get over
that's
there.
That's an ugly side.
You get over there, you could very easily become a top celebrity because, like when Swedish people come here and they're talking to him, interviewing him and stuff, you're like, man, that is one cool accent.
Like so that guy on the Muppets?
The chef?
Meatball.
But,
do you think everyone in Sweden talks like that, do you?
Yeah, it could be. We'll go find out.
It could be cute. But you could become like a super celebrity over there because of your American accent.
Yeah.
I try to speak Swedish.
You might have some uphill battles, though. People are going to say, well, why are we bringing in an American to lead our team.
Ah, that's Ted Lasso. It worked out fine.
Did you just call him a what?
I said Ted Lasso.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I got it. No, there's no pressure, right?
No pressure at all.
So
there will be.
I could be back in 6 months or 6 weeks or 6 years.
We wish you the best of luck, Greg.
Well, thank you very much.
Because we're out of time.
Absolutely.
What time's your flight?
In about 5 minutes. I got to get going.
Good luck to you, Greg.
Thank you. See you all later, everyone, from Greg Gator.
Rick Gator.
Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling has been brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that legal in hand, see you later from Greg Gator, Rick Gator, and Alligator. This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network. Good luck, Greg.